In press briefings this year, Dr. Kira Mosseth has sometimes characterized our collective response to the coronavirus as something similar to how people process grief.
9 months into the pandemic, we are solidly in what's called the disillusionment phase of recovery and response.
Mosseth is the co-leader of the department's behavioral health strike team.
That comes with it a lot of exhaustion, and the exhaustion tends to manifest at this time, especially around this time of year, into what we're calling pandemic apathy. So that's a really distinct feeling of just not really caring about what's going on. And it's sort of a clinical term to describe what is more commonly maybe referred to as just being really over it.
She describes apathy as an emotion expressed both internally and externally, and she says it's hard to manage. Internally, she says, people just don't care about the holiday or celebrating in ways they have in years past.
Try to look for really small, simple things to do, something that's different outside of your normal routine. Identifying things that you do care about, maybe a family member or caring for a pet, that's a helpful one. And then focusing on what keeps us connected to other people and things outside of us.
Mosseth says it might also help to think about the fact that there are two COVID vaccines now beginning to be circulated around the nation.
The arrival of vaccines obviously brings with it a great deal of hope, and hope is great. Hope is one of those key ingredients for resilience, and it's a powerful one. It can be a great antidote for apathy as well.
She says people can find advice for dealing with apathy and other emotions you might be feeling this holiday season at the Washington Department of Health's coronavirus page. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.